ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be examining a question related to the blessed month that we are currently in, and that is the month of Ramadan. We are in the beginning of the month of Ramadan, and on behalf of The Key and IRIB English Radio, we would like to offer our esteemed listeners congratulations on this most blessed and auspicious month. The question that we want to pose today is this: what is the significance and importance of Ramadan? What makes it so special? Because as you know, of course, all of the months of the Islamic calendar are significant. You know, they have significant events have occurred in each month. As you are all aware, especially our listeners who are used to listening to our programs, they know that throughout the year many significant events occur throughout the year. And you know, here at IRIB English Radio, we are particular about making our programs connected to those events. So that's true. Nevertheless, even though important events occur throughout the year, the month of Ramadan as a whole is a month which is very significant for Muslims all over the world. The question we want to pose today is, why is this? Why is it so significant? In some of our previous sessions, we mentioned the fact that one of the reasons why Ramadan is so significant, and it could be the prime reason why is it so significant, is the fact that the month of Ramadan is the month in which the Quran was sent down upon the heart of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Today we're going to be looking at another reason why Ramadan is so important and significant. In a verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following: so let those of you who witness it fast in it. So in this verse of the Holy Quran, and by the way, this verse is a continuation of the verse in which God says the month of Ramadan is the month in which the Quran was sent down as guidance for mankind. In continuation of that, God says, as another significant aspect of the month of Ramadan, is that whoever is alive at the time when Ramadan commences, he should fast in, and he must fast in the month of Ramadan. So another significant aspect of the month of Ramadan is that the month of Ramadan is the only month in the Islamic year in which fasting is obligatory upon Muslims. And this is also a extension of the general blessing of the month of Ramadan, in that in the month of Ramadan, the Quran was revealed as guidance for mankind. In this month, we received guidance, and we were guided to the straight path, and we were shown the path and the way to success, which in our opinion is proximity to God. One of the manifestations of that is the legislation of the obligation of fasting in this blessed month. So this is one of the significant aspects of Ramadan. Another significant aspect of Ramadan is the fact that in the month of Ramadan, the doors to repentance are open. This is a metaphorical expression. Basically, what it means is that repenting for one's sins, the chances of acceptance of one's repentance increase in the month of Ramadan. The Holy Prophet said, verily the gates of heaven are opened on the first night of the month of Ramadan and are not closed until the very last night. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the significance of the month of Ramadan in the light of the Quran and the Hadith. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, in the program The Key on RIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.